Crash Course Live is presented by
Smashit Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FigureLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast. 255 on deck for us here tonight. We're going to be talking with Eric Moulet, and a little bit later on we'll be catching up with Carson Dixon. A couple of housekeeping things first to go through. The big news, of course, over the weekend, Joker. We wish him well and a speedy recovery. I understand, Brian, you've talked to him a little bit.
We've texted back and forth a little bit. He's doing well. Better, I guess, would be the proper term. I guess he wouldn't be well yet. Not going to really go into details. Joker's kind of a private dude when it comes to health. We all do know that he's been having, the last few years, he's had some real health issues. He's been fighting stuff like a champ. This is, another setback for him. I exchanged a couple texts with him yesterday, and he seems positive. He seems like he's, you know, got a good attitude. Hopefully everything turns out well. Jason Brodzinski has started a quaffle, I don't even know what they're calling it, right. But there's some kick-ass prizes on there. I also saw that Mark Klein with Derby Tees has three shirts, a long sleeve, a t-shirt, and a hoodie. I believe all proceeds go to Joker and or his family. I think the last day to order is December 26th, and you should have it by January 18th, I think it said. You can check that out on derbytees.com. It's a lot of stuff going on, man. He's been fighting hard, and this really didn't need this. So hopefully he's back on his feet soon, and everything improves, and he can get back out into the Derby world. There was a lot of nice things said over the weekend about Joker. Through this, through Crash Course, I was lucky enough to get to know him, and I am lucky enough to get to know him. We spent a lot of time talking about racing, talking about grassroots. He's done a lot for our sport. There's not too many guys, and I would dare say, I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit it, but I don't think there's a lot of engineers in NASCAR that whose hobby is building derby parts and running derbies. and he would help anybody. I mean, and that's how Joker is. He's one of us through and through. He came up the hard way, Wisconsin dirt tracks and college and moved down south and had boatloads of success with Stuart Haas. But he had some tough times racing as well. He's been a great innovator for the Derby world. Helped on a lot of cool things. Of course, the spindles, these pretty famous for. He had some pretty nasty coolers he's built. Just a good dude. So we're hoping he gets feeling better soon and can get home soon and get back to doing what he's got to do to get better and be back out in that shop working before we know it.
For sure. Absolutely. We do extend well wishes and the cliche thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
We do want him to get better. Corey Mickelson celebrating his 21st birthday. I'd like to think he's going to spend time listening to the show. However, I do trust that he won't know the show even happened. Ray Stoker celebrating a birthday today.
Saw that.
Jeffy Showman, I don't know if you saw that, but he lost his pup as well. So that was a little bit tough.
Nothing worse.
Well, I mean,
it was his kid. I don't think him and his wife have any kids, so that's the equivalent of a kid.
It's not good. It's definitely not good.
To have to put a dog down is That's pretty tough. I mean, there you know, there is worse. I guess I worded that wrong, but
I think we just got finished talking about worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still, I mean, you know, that's the thing is you don't. I don't know.
It's all relative.
I misspoke. My bad. If you don't like it, kick me in the nuts next time you see me. I apologize. One thing.
A written and public apology explaining to how poor your choice of words are.
My choice of words sucked. I was thinking about six different things. One thing I would also like to wish Joker is, first, I hope that Mrs. Joker isn't looking or listening. And second, I hope Joker's got some smoking hot nurses. So there you go, bud.
Well done. Something we're going to get to a little bit later on. The payoffs have come out for Spring Chaos in the Valley and the Fall Show as well. So we'll touch on that in a little bit. But without any further delay, the Hammer Eric Moulet joining us on the line. Eric, how are you?
No, not bad.
Not bad? Okay. I suppose probably you could be better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay, so here's the health thing for me.
So we're jumping right into it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to jump right into it. Concussions, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get one this year. I mean, I came away from Blizzard Bash relatively feeling pretty damn good afterwards.
Right.
I mean, a couple bruises here and there, but the previous 2 years before that, I mean, well, you know, the one I got knocked out good. And then last year, or, you know, the year after that, I came away with a good one. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor's son, he ended up with secondary concussion syndrome,
mm-hmm.
getting two concussions in a row.
Right.
And, I mean, it wrecked the kid. I mean, he was out of school for 10 months. It just junked him. And, you know, I start thinking about it. I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get a good one, another good one, it could be pretty devastating.
Sure.
Yes, it could.
So I think it's time I just cut my losses and stop.
Right. Is that a full stop, or is that a Blizzard Bash hard car stop?
Undetermined.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my wife, she wants me to quit completely. Blizzard Bash is just it's its own animal. The cars they're hard.
Yep.
They're freaking hard, and everybody who has one is hard, and everybody who you're driving against is nailing the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming home and doing another fair, you know, I just don't know.
Right.
I don't.
The mind is willing. Is it something? It sounds like it's something that you still want to do, regardless of the level.
I would love to go back and drive Blizzard Bash forever.
Right.
I just it would be stupid of me to risk myself for that. I don't think it'd be fair to my family for me to end up hurt.
Sure.
That's Eric and I talked quite a bit texted quite a bit last night after the post had went up on Facebook. And, you know, and I told him, I said, you know, I said, I really respect the decision he's making. You know, as a Derby driver, I mean, we're all a little bit crazy. And we all, in one way or another, have dealt with some pain. But, you know, Eric's looking at the possibility of a very, very serious injury. And unfortunately, a lot of guys, you know, may not make that same decision. You know, I mean, we've seen some guys take some pretty big shots out there and, you know, you know, that they were concussed and, you know, they were back at it the next day.
Mm.
You know, it's tough.
Dangerous.
I mean, you know, walking away from something you love and you put, you know, the heart and soul into it like Eric does. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, it's.
You've, in through coaching, you've heard Ray Cingolini's
yes.
stuff before.
Yes.
We did a story on him in the Finger Lakes Times. So I bet you it was 4 or 5 years ago now, maybe mm-hmm. even longer. I don't know. But he goes around to all the area schools, and,
yes.
and now he's got colleges. He's going all over the place talking, and he runs the Second Impact.
Yep.
And
right.
and that works on multiple levels. The plan, the name is that, you know, Second Impact is the second impact of a concussion, but also it's due to the layered concussions. Ray was a boxer, mm-hmm. in some of his formative years, and he would box six nights in a row. Mm-hmm. He would enter under a different name, and he was in a position where he was able to get there, and he was a guy who had a reputation of having a real hard head, who would go out there and make somebody look good to help advance other people's careers, and he was getting – it's conceivable that he was getting two or three concussions a week.
What's I remember, you know? what really got him is his career – you know, he was 16 or 17, I think, and he was fighting Golden Gloves.
Yeah.
And he had a match or a bout, and I think he won the bout, but he got concussed early. But he fought the rest of the bout. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he was supposed to be off. Like, he was supposed to have a break. And then somebody got hurt or something, and they're like, can you take this fight next week? Yeah, I'll do it. And then, you know, like, second round, he took a big shot. And then it was just literally downhill from there.
He said that his trainer and one of the priests that he knew just said, you're just punch drunk. It happens to everybody.
Yep.
And he went out in that second fight, and he said it just was like a stinger to his system, just yep. all those bells and flashing yep. lights and stuff.
Yep.
And now he's got pugilistic dementia because yep. of the layered concussions and stuff, yep. and it affects him pretty significantly. So you're on the page now. Of trying to avoid getting in that situation, and I don't really think that there's anybody out there that would criticize the decision making, Eric.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a big thing, and you know, the thing is about a concussion is you do not even have to hit your head
mm-hmm. True.
To get one.
Yep.
I mean, you see guys, they get hit and it lays them over in the car.
Yep.
Even though they don't snap their head or they don't hit their head on anything, that neck snap right there will give you a concussion. You don't have to hit your head.
Yeah.
And I have a hell of a hard time turning out from a head-on.
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
In your first concussion, this is going back 2 years, when you got hit in the right side and your head came out the window and your right ear and helmet struck the support for the halo and ultimately cracked the helmet. That concussion we saw you the next day, you know, your eyes were pretty glassy and things like that. But was it severe enough to where you had the vomiting and the,
no,
the they wouldn't let you go to sleep?
I didn't have any vomiting. You know, lucky for me, I had balance issues for sure for a yeah. while. Just, you know.
Well, the reason I asked that question is because if it doesn't have the indicators of a severe concussion, if you just have a headache and maybe some balance issues, yeah, it comes with a concussion, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. If you don't have those shocking or jarring
scary.
Or scary reactions to a head injury, then you're not as likely to take it seriously. And exactly. it can leave you open to those additional problems. We just had one of our teachers at school who was on her last pass down the ski slope snowboarding without a helmet and crashed into a tree, busted her nose, and split her head open.
Wow.
And we had to spend 3 days last week with the lights off in the classroom because it was giving her a headache.
Concussion,
and
yeah.
It's like, you need to go to a doctor.
That's the thing. Like, the first concussion I ever got was in football, and it happened on the third play of the game, but it didn't affect me then. I remember everything up until halftime. And then the next thing I remember is I looked up, and there was like 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. And I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, where'd the quarter go? They're like, what are you – quit being stupid.
And yeah, Troy Aikman.
And I legit had no idea what's going on. I never missed a play. I played everything. And then I – you know, we got the game. We got the film Monday. And I'm sat down. I watched it. And I did. I was involved in a pretty big hit, like the third play. And then, sure enough, I was on the field and doing what I was supposed to do all through the rest. And then – you know, I remember, you know, about the same time on the clock. And then the second one I got was down at Waterloo. And that was when Brett Relier hit me, and I still owe him for it. but he hit me. But that was one where my whole body was – I mean, I got not literally knocked out of my seat. But, you know, everything hurt after that, though. My head, my chest, my sure. everything. So, I mean, that's they're the two offhand that I really, really distinctly remember. But, I mean, that's the thing. You know, like you say, unless it's something's, you know, unless you have some of the scary side effects, sometimes you're like, eh, it's not that bad. You know, but
yeah,
it's
I was very spooked this last year running. I mean, I'm just the whole time going, just, you know, don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt. Because if I get hurt, I'm never going to hear the end of it from my wife. You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. She's not, like, riding my ass over it, but she doesn't want me to get hurt. I mean,
yeah.
I have a job. I need to, you know,
right.
Take care of my family in it.
Yep.
So and, 2 years...
Ugh.
2 years ago, you split the helmet. Last year, you got a more mild concussion. What was the
last year? I got hit in the back, and I know when it happened, my arms, my hands, everything went numb immediately.
Right.
Just pow, stinger.
Yeah.
And it really spooked me.
Yeah.
Mm. And then this year, I kept that in the back of my head the whole time. You know, I don't want to do this. A lot of times I was driving with my head against my headrest, you know, holding my head against it the best that I could, especially when you get in a pack, you know. Next thing you're when the when all the cars are bunched up in the center of the field and it's a big old pack and you're just barely rubbing doors, and next thing you know, it's the guy behind you's not there anymore and somebody's just keistering you good.
Yep.
And that's when it's going to happen.
Yep. Right. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, in any sport, any sport where there's collisions or anything like that, it's the shot you don't see coming. You know, if you could if you could brace yourself or get yourself ready, you know, it's not in my experience, it's not as bad. But when you don't see it coming, and that's when it really hurts.
Kids playing soccer get concussions at an equal or greater clip, if I'm remembering the statistics right, because they don't head the balls properly.
Yeah.
And they're bouncing their noggins off of these soccer balls that are flying around in the sky. You know, soccer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, because there's no – in football, you have a piece of plastic and some air-filled pads that protect it.
Yeah.
You know, just like lacrosse. I mean, at the speed that they're going and the impact, it's mostly for show, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure it's doing some.
Well, you know, it's – It's strange that this comes out and we get talking about this, Eric, hang out with me for a minute. I'll get to where we're gonna go. But Matt Robson, you remember, who ran Waterloo?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
he had a great career going.
He went to college and became a pharmaceutical engineer, I believe. Went into research,
right?
And he was in Florida. Now he's at the University of Cincinnati, I believe it is. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, so I text him, you know, and he said, man, I'm crazy busy. I said, what are you working on? He said, we're working on concussions and TBIs with football players and veterans. Mm-hmm. I said, no way. And he said, yeah. I said, well, that sounds really interesting. So we get talking, and did you ever see the movie Concussion about football?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Matt worked with both doctors in that movie. Matt got a paper published with those two doctors, Dr. Bales and Bales, and I can't pronounce the other guy's name, but he has got a paper, and I can send it to you on my face or on my thing. He got a paper published with those two in a medical journal,
right?
And of all things, and Eric, I don't know if I should tell you this because your wife may kill me, but Dr. Bales has invented something that is been proven to help limit concussions.
Eric, you're back in.
But this is the thing, though. And people are going to think I'm nuts, but it has nothing to do with a helmet. It's almost like a necklace that comes around your neck like this, and it puts pressure over either your carotid or your, what's the other main vein in your throat or in your neck? One takes blood to the brain. The one that the blood comes out of the brain in, it slows the rate at which it comes out of the brain just a little bit, so it keeps more brain, more blood in the brain, and doesn't let the brain slosh around as much. Now,
interesting.
Yes. Now, they've been testing it on high school kids. He said there's college players that are using it now and NFL players. And he said they expect to have this. They expect to have this on sale in the spring. He said the FDA. Yeah, he said the FDA is dragging their feet because you know they know that once this comes out, and they talk to the doctors, and they have yet to find any negative effects from this. So that's what that.
So basically, just leaves more blood pressure up in your brain, which keeps it a little bit bigger, so it doesn't slosh around in your brain and your skull.
Not as easy, right?
Exactly. Yep. And he said, because we were talking, and like once he, you know, he.
Do you have any idea how smart you sound?
Thanks. when we were talking, and he's like, have you ever thought about a woodpecker? He's like, they headbutt stuff 80 million times in their life. They don't get concussions. They don't get chronic encephalitis or chronic CTE, chronic traumatic or traumatic whatever. He's like rams. He's like bighorn rams. They don't get it. So they started you know checking stuff out. And what it is, I think it was the woodpecker. I got to send you the thing. You're going to be amazed. But basically, its tongue comes out and wraps around both of its the things in its neck and then comes out the mouth, and it never gets them. And he said there was something else that they found that rams, the way rams are, their heads are. So I'm like, so you're telling me I'm going to put like ram heads on my kid's helmet next year? He's like, no, not quite like that. But I mean, it was weird. Like I said, I talked to Matt about this Friday night for like an hour. And then Sunday, I read, you know, what Eric had put on his Facebook. And then Eric and I talked for quite a while. So it's weird how stuff works out like that sometimes.
I mean, there's hope yet.
Maybe not. But I told Eric, I said, you know, I said, he retires from Derby. And he can do, you know, him and the wife can go on nice vacations. They could drive across the country and haul me Cadillacs. I mean, would that not be a cool thing to do?
Yeah. Boy, that's another thing I'm not going to miss is that freaking drive home. It was horrible this year. I mean, I'm chipping. You guys ever watch Deadliest Catch?
Yes.
You know, they're out there. They're chipping the ice off the ship.
Yep.
That's me at gas stations. We pull off for fuel, and I grab the squeegee if it wasn't frozen into the bucket of water, and I'm over there chipping ice off of my car. I'm like, what are you doing? I said, dude, we're hauling an extra couple hundred pounds here. And I just go out there and start chipping that crap off. I mean, I got big old one-foot blocks of ice stuffed under my trailer, under the tires and stuff. It's crazy. Screw that stuff, man. I don't know how you guys can deal with snow, ice. Oh, Jesus. It's just ridiculous.
We live where the air hurts our face because we don't have to deal with earthquakes, tornadoes, poisonous snakes, or alligators.
I don't have alligators. I do. We actually have snakes, but...
Yeah, there's always a chance that the ground could start moving and, you know, you could end up somewhere near Hawaii.
There's a very real chance that California could become an island and San Andreas are decides to kick off.
Yeah, the San Andreas is, 40 miles, I think, from my house at that.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're going to find yourself at 5,200 feet above sea level. and we're going to be ice scraping snow.
Yeah. Exactly.
How's, you know, the Derby thing aside, obviously you've got a very good team around you in Calisota style. What's the response been from Chris and Mitch and
they're supportive. They understand why I'm stopping. Yep. I mean, and they're all younger too. I mean, I think I got 10 years on them. I'm not sure how Chris is. I don't think Chris. I think Chris is 40, but still. I mean, they get it. They understand. That, I mean, I let them know a long time ago that this last year was going to be my last one.
Sure.
And it's shitty. Right. But, I mean, I just have to do it.
Ryan is going to stay on board with the team, right?
Yep.
Ryan Shivers.
Yep.
He loves the whole idea of it because, you know, none of it, we're not allowed to do anything like that out here in California. Right. You know, and he gets to build a car and have ideas that, you know, things you can push. A good idea to do something, and he can do it and put a car together. He's had some pretty damn bad luck his last 2 years, though. I mean, the guy's burning transmissions and busted steering like no other. It's been, and he doesn't have those issues out here. He's just, it's been bad. He's just had some bad luck.
But your car comes in at a curb weight of 15,000 pounds. It puts some stress on transmissions.
He really enjoys welding. You can tell by the look of his car, he's really a fan of welding and fabrication.
Yeah, and he does it for a living too.
Yeah, you can tell.
He welds boats, right?
He welds all day and come home and weld all night.
Yeah, he works on naval ships, right?
Well, I think he's just structural steel now.
Oh, okay.
I think he's doing structural welding. I don't think he's working on ships.
Gotcha.
You'd think he was. He's bringing one to the show. Freaking battleship.
Yeah, he's
thick door bars.
Yeah, his stuff is pretty nasty.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, to look at, I mean, it ranks right up there with the plates on the tight. Well, bad example.
Yeah, bad example. It is nice. It is nice.
So, yeah, they figure Carson Dixon, he'll be a good fit.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with Carson here in just a little bit. We'll be catching up with him at the bottom of the hour. He's on standby right now. But
cool.
What's the likelihood then that we will see you in Topeka next year? As
100%, I'll be there.
Yeah,
cool.
That's good.
Yeah, you know. Carson, he needs fit guys. So I told him, I said, you know, my room's already booked, so I'll be there and I'll help you out with your car. I mean.
But you're going to do it the much easier way. You're going to get on a plane in California and fly out, right? None of this driving stuff.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, I'm not. That drive sucks.
If you want to plan it out, we'll share a rental car.
Yeah.
At least you'll be able to get to say you drove in Topeka.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going out there and being a pit guy. It'll be. I mean, it's pretty damn stressful having a car there.
Yeah,
I mean,
stressful as a pit guy.
You can't. You got it. You can't make little mistakes.
No,
very true.
Everything's got to be good, mm-hmm. or shit's gonna go bad real fast.
It's got to be just about perfect.
Oh, definitely.
Every time, yeah. And you're out there. You're out there 2, 3, 4 times.
Yeah, and it's gonna be nice just being one of those guys that hey. 9-wire this here. Okay.
Yep.
Right. I'll do that.
Absolutely.
Weld this here. Oh, okay.
Very cool.
I like that.
You going to get up to Minnesota at all this year with those guys?
I don't know yet.
No.
I moved one of my fishing trips to October. My wife wants to go somewhere. She wants to go to New Zealand. Okay.
Right?
New Zealand?
Why not?
Well, yeah. So I don't know when we're going to go. So I don't know what's going on. That I guess she wants to do a couple trips this summer. I don't know when yet, so I don't have anything planned, but I would like to go out there. I think I've been going out there mid-July, and Chris says, I'll build you a chain car. And I said, okay. Build me a chain car, Chris. I'll go do a chain show if you want me to. That sounds fun.
Right. Those are nice and soft. Squishy landings.
Yeah. We'll see. I wonder how long the chain car is going to last.
It'll be fun to try. Have you ever junked Have you ever junked anything in under a minute?
No.
No? You might have your opportunity waiting.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You and a chain car should be fun.
Yeah, it would, it's either going to be okay or it's going to go bad real fast.
True.
Either way, it's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Sure. I'm for it. Especially if I don't have to build the car.
There you go.
Go up and drive it.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with that theory.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
Well, I know you described it as a number of different ways, but I mean, is there any parting thoughts that you've got on the situation? I mean, the once part of Calistoga style, you're always part of Calistoga style. It's not like that's going to go away,
yeah.
and you're going to be able to get back out there in November again for Blizzard Bash. So that's always a positive.
Yeah, I mean they're great guys. I mean me and Mitch and Chris and Ryan, we talk quite a bit, and you know we've all become, you know, pretty close, and we'll still be that way, you know, because they're really good guys, and I love them.
Cool.
That's good. Anybody that you wanted to make mention of? I know you talked about your wife, and she's worried about your well-being, and your team was very positive and receptive. You got your buddy Darren Sane out there that you travel with quite a bit.
He rolled out there to Blizzard Bash with me. He'd never been there, and he really liked it. And David Ritchie, number 5, has been my go-to pick guy since the start. I mean, he's been at every show with me.
Cool.
And he's been a hell of a pick guy.
Right.
It's been great. And Jeff Kirby and Party Artie, who's helped out. Darren Sains, bunch of the Minnesota guys. Bunch of other California. There's a lot of California guys that come out and help, and it's great.
Very cool.
Give a lot of support.
Awesome. Well, Eric, man, I appreciate you coming on the show and talking to us a little bit about it and the importance and you know walking through a little bit of the struggle that you had in making the decision. Ultimately, it's the right one.
Yeah, I think so. We'll see.
Time will tell, I suppose, right? Maybe we'll get that. Yeah. Maybe we'll get that magic anti-concussion dog collar, and you'll be back in next year anyway.
Yeah, let me know when that thing hits the market.
we'll
on the phone.
we'll keep you posted on it.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate you coming on, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later, guys.
Sure. Take care now.
Bye.
So, you know, I was thinking about it as he talked. We've only seen him drive, I think, 3 times, maybe 4. It's weird. You know what I mean? Like,
this would have been the 4th this year.
It would have been. Well, we saw him in the qualifying team. Yeah, so.
It would have been 4 times.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I remember the first time that we met him, we got into Topeka, and it's when we used to fly in on Tuesday or Wednesday. We used to fly in and have a whole day.
At least a day early, yeah.
Yeah. But we walked into we got to the hotel, and his truck and car, you know, the truck and the hauler was parked out there. We walked in. He was standing there, and he had a brace on because he broke his wrist in Utah the year before.
Hey Carson.
And so we walked in, and he recognized us, and we stood there in the bar at the hotel next to the Landon Arena, and we shot the breeze until they chased us out of there. Just a good dude. I mean, you know, he's definitely a very cool guy. Had a lot of fun talking to him. Gonna miss him behind the wheel, but you know you got to put your health first.
Absolutely. We've got the one and only Carson Dixon joining us on the line now. Going to be joining Team Calistoga Style. Carson, congratulations first of all. That's a pretty sweet seat to pick up.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor.
So, have you picked your car out for November? Because you usually have to start it right about this time of year.
I got a little bit of time. I haven't quite decided yet. We're still discussing with the teammates.
I'd pick something with a... Got to pick something with a really stout nose. That would be my advice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've run plenty of Fords. I mean, that seems like that would be the direction to go.
Yeah. Ford or Cadillac, either way.
Yeah, because that's been an old iron team from day one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Eric wants to see me in old iron, I know.
Tell him to give you one.
Ship one from California.
California clean one.
they seem to grow on trees out there.
Yeah.
Carson lives in one of the best hometowns to announce stories from. He's from Lignite, North Dakota. It is.
What's the name?
Lignite.
Late night.
Lig. L-I-G-N-I-T-E.
Lignite.
Lignite, yep. North Dakota.
Gotcha.
It just sounds cool.
It does.
What? How did this conversation play out? I mean, walk us through the process of Eric stepping away and how you got the seat. I mean, there had to be a lot of conversations going on with the number of free agents that are available for Blizzard Bash, with that seat coming open, the context that you have with everybody in Minnesota and that group. How did this all play out?
We've been talking. I guess they told me Eric was going to be done. Chris told me Eric was going to be done after this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been talking about a little while, and I guess they liked me good enough to ask me to be on the team.
Right. Cool. So what were some of your questions about it? You know, I mean, there had to be, you know, interviews, usually the candidate has to ask some questions too. What were some of the things you were asking about?
One of my biggest concerns was I don't have a lot of pick guys, especially going all the way down to Kansas.
Sure.
But they said they come strapped up with extra guys, so I don't got to worry about none of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was my main concern.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
How much? I don't think you've never been to Topeka, right? You've never been to Blizzard Bash?
No, I was there this year.
Oh, you were there this year. Okay. I didn't realize that. So
I've been there and watched forever.
Yeah.
And I drove this year.
So I mean, what's that compared to at home? Is there anything even close that you can begin trying to draw similarities?
No. Nothing even close. So, our biggest show around here is the Mandan Team Show.
Right.
And that's a fairly good sized show, and it's still nothing like Blizzard Bash.
And you've been to Crossroads before, and I know we've seen you.
Yep.
And I know we've seen you run at Winter Slam at least one.
Yep.
Time we've seen you make the Total Winter Slam. Other times we've seen you drive in it.
Yeah, didn't get to drive that one time at Winter Slam.
No, that's all right though.
It happens.
So I mean,
North Dakota isn't that far from Minnesota. We've tried. I mean, you know,
he won longest toe and never had
opposite corner.
he took longest toe award and never had to get the car scratched.
Yeah, he had a fresh car for the first.
Perfect.
Show back.
I mean,
home.
You
it's,
can't,
doesn't get any better than that.
You can't beat that.
Yep.
So, in terms of where you're at, you know, you went down there and you drove this year. You're obviously stepping into some deeper water than what you're accustomed to.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's gets the nerves going for sure.
Now, like, in what sense? You're a skilled builder, you've performed well on nationally recognized stages in Mandan and in Minnesota and stuff like that. You got a good reputation as a solid builder. So where do the nerves come from?
Just Blizzard Bash is just that much. It's the Super Bowl, you know. It's it's it. That's the one.
True.
There's so much other good talent there.
You know, that's a nice thing though. I mean, you know, it's, you know.
Oh yeah.
We've all you know, unfortunately, everybody, even the biggest names in the sport, have, you know, they've had bad nights. They've had nights where, you know, something dumb happens to them. You know, if you go to Blizzard Bash and you get beat by, you know, Bobby Whitaker or Toast or Jimmy Johnson or Chad Barkley, I mean, that's not a night to be upset about. You know, I mean, you got beat by some of the, you know, some of the best in the world, period. So I mean, it's, you know, and I understand. I mean, I would totally, you know, be have the nerves working, but I mean, to get out there and, you know, run against those guys, run with those guys, it's going to be such a cool experience for you. I mean, it's,
oh, exactly.
You know, it's a long ways away, but I'm sure you're going to be counting the days down shortly for anticipation.
You know it. Get the car picked out and start looking it over.
How much of the, how do you word it? There's so much emphasis on the stuff that you have to be competitive at Blizzard Bash, and you're more along the lines of a fabricator. Are you going to try and build some of your own stuff to go match wits out there, or do you already have a lot of the stuff that you need, or you plan on investing pretty heavily in making this effort count?
No, I right now I have a pretty good setup. I have pretty much everything I'll need. I got, you know, good spindles, good rear end, cradle, all that good stuff. I don't really think I'll need to invest too much in anything else for this coming year.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What motor do you have now? What's your engine combination?
My dad built it.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be fun to follow.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Yep.
I mean, that's a legit home built yeah, motor.
It's pretty cool having that.
And they run really good.
Yeah, they run.
Oh yeah.
One thing you're probably going to have to spend a couple bucks on is cage material. I'd put that, anybody that asks you what you want for Christmas, I'd just say, you know, steel, box steel, you know, C-channel, and anything like that. Not C-channel, that'll bend out there, but cage material, lots and lots of cage material. When you think you got almost enough, I'd buy like another 500 pounds and continue welding. That's what I've seen out there.
Exactly. I'm hoping Shivers can hook me up with some of that.
Oh my goodness. he might have the most impressive interior. Oh my goodness.
Big time.
It's up there.
Yeah. I mean, Kenny Rosno has some incredible cages. Some other guys do too, but Shivers is just, I legit think that could be dropped out of an airplane and he would survive.
Is Ryan underrated in terms of his weld and build ability? Because, I mean, you talked about
not
how...
Not by anybody on the track.
That's fair.
People in the stands, maybe, because he hasn't... You know, he does a lot of stuff in California. But you walk around the pits out there, and like I was talking with Eric, the drivers know. You know what I mean? Drivers and teams know. And Calistoga, nobody wants to run against Calistoga. It's one of the harder teams. You know, they drive hard. They all got good equipment.
And that's an earned reputation.
Yeah.
They came through the qualifying bracket to get in.
Yeah.
That's an earned
reputation. And Eric's touched on it. They, you know, they've had some bad luck. But, I mean, you know, no one wants to pick Team Calistoga. It's not an easy run, you know. And it's, you know, Eric, amongst drivers and builders out there, he's very well known.
Yeah, so if those nerves weren't up there yet, they should be now.
Thanks.
It'll all be fun.
I'm really looking forward to it. And they made a good choice.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, the guys from North Dakota. I don't know, 3 or 4 years back, there a crew of them came and ran at Blizzard Bash, and we all took.
This was before they had the limited weld teams, right?
Yes.
This was in
the one and dones.
It was all the flat-leafed Fords.
Yeah.
In that 80s mod class, right?
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
And they were in a couple other classes. And, like, we left there going, man, them guys from North Dakota ran hard. And for people to say that, leaving Blizzard Bash in any class, that's an accomplishment. Because every class out there is generally on the gas. North Dakota's got a pretty good reputation in the Derby world. You know, good builders, hard drivers. So I mean, Carson will fit right in. He's going to be just fine.
Carson, you come from an area that you got to worry about. Team Ass Kicker, Panzer's crew. You've got all the Minnesota guys that come over. The Roarbacks, we've seen them do really well down in Topeka, and they're right there in your home area. It's not like you're coming from a Derby light part of the country.
At all. I'm a little bit farther north than the rest of them guys, but still I gotta go run against them every weekend. So
farther north, that means you must live like right in the Arctic Circle then where you're at, or.
I'm 7 miles from the Canadian border.
Yep, that's the Arctic Circle.
that's a ways up. How much snow do you have right now?
Right now, we got kind of an Indian summer still right now. We don't have maybe a half inch or something in spots. We ain't got much. It's been pretty nice.
Wow.
So Indian summer up there means it's still above freezing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I know I was talking with Elvis Thumb. We were talking back and forth during the season.
Yeah.
And Elvis, he got his $2 during rifle season, one on the reservation and one on state land. And he said he was looking forward to bow season because he likes to hunt when it's cold out because nobody else will go outside. I said, well, what do you mean about cold? He's like, 30 below zero is the best time to deer hunt. I just went, oh, God. So, yeah, things get chilly in North Dakota.
See, around here, the best time around here, the best time to deer hunt is when it's 55 or 60 out and you wear a blaze orange T-shirt. And who cares if you see a deer?
That's happened before. That has happened. There's been multiple days where I've wore a orange vest over my white T-shirt as we're doing drives going, holy Jesus, it's hot out. But, yeah, you get out west and you get into some different stuff out there. So it's cool.
What are you looking forward to the most at this point? I know the news, at least on social media, the news is still fairly new, but you've known about this coming for a little bit. You've had the chance to run down there, and now you're in a national bracket with the likes of Brent Clemens and Jason Brodzinski and Ryan Songaluski and, you know, all of these heavy hitters. Is there something that you're, you know, nerves aside, you know, maybe that Derby fan side kicks in and you're really looking forward to some element of this?
I'm just looking forward to running against those guys that I've been watching down the Blizzard Bash for years, you know, and finally get to run into them and have them run into me. And
yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. Yeah. Somewhere around 40 miles an hour would be my guess.
in talking with those guys, have they tipped their hand at all about, you know, what to expect in terms of, you know, Brian was joking about all the cage material and stuff that you need, you know, the size and the breadth of the build and what it takes. Have you ever even endeavored to build something as heavy as what you're now looking to do?
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about that already, so.
But you've never had to build something as heavy as what this car would be? No.
No, I've never had to build something that heavy yet.
You did one time by accident for Winter Slam, but that's a story for another time.
That was I just pushed them rules a little bit too far, I guess.
Are you doing Winter Slam this year?
No.
No, we'd be building for Topeka.
Yeah, I know, right? He's not going to have a chance to. I'm trying to remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think he had a gray Cordoba one year.
Nope.
Tim Lang? Not you. Tim Lang? Was that his name?
Maybe.
Well, if it doesn't ring a bell, then it might not be a guy that's near you. But he was another guy that stood out that came down in that time frame. But I can't remember if that was at Capital City Carnage or if it was in Topeka.
I don't remember.
No.
Do not remember.
Oh, well. Is what it is.
Is what it is.
Yep. Is what it is. What else is your summer going to include?
A lot of shows. June's pretty packed. That Bakken Beatdown, that big money show, is real close to me, like 2 hours away. So that'll be a good time.
Close to Carson is a relative thing. He drives 3 hours to get to the closest Walmart. You know,
yeah, so. it's crazy. You guys don't understand how far away stuff is from up here.
So, do you work at home or do you drive to work?
Drive to work.
How far of a drive is that? How far of a drive?
All depends on the day. To where I park my truck, that's only a few blocks. But then when I get in my truck, you know, then I drive all day.
Oh, gotcha.
If I remember right, I should have looked this up. It's Lignite Oil, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. Truck driver.
So sounds like a lubrication sponsor could be in the future for Team Calisoda Style, maybe? Huh?
Yeah. I'll have to talk to the boss about that.
There you go.
It would be a great opportunity for exposure in front of a bunch of people who need oil.
No doubt.
Yep.
No doubt.
Well, what else is in June? Is that county fair stuff?
Yeah. That's a lot of county fair stuff. And Mandan team shows in June.
Who are you running with in Mandan?
I haven't not signed up right now.
No. Is it something that you're looking for?
Maybe.
Is there any talk that maybe you guys are going to get a practice run in as a trio?
We've talked about it, I guess. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Man, you were an investigator. You were an investigative reporter, weren't you, Chris? I like how you're burrowing in there with those questions.
Trying to. trying to. We haven't had anything like this play out before that I can remember. I mean, we've had people that have stepped away because of injuries, or they've changed teams, or things have gotten particularly messy and on social media, and we sort of stayed out of it. I know. Can you believe it? It never happened here. This has been a much different deal, and I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit more personal to me and to us, because Carson's a guy that we've watched for a long time. You know, I've known Carson for directly or indirectly for a long time, and then we've got Eric that we've only seen run a handful of times, but we've stayed in real good contact with him. So, I can't believe I didn't mention it, but Mitch Carlson and Chris Lancaster and Jill and all those guys, we've known them the longest out of everybody in that circle, on a pretty personal level. So to have this sort of play out in an amicable way and for the reasons that it is, was something I wanted to dedicate a little bit of time to. And, when you look at all the I know we said it a minute ago, but you look at all the personalities that are available and how readily people change teams, to go a little bit outside the box and bring in a builder who's very much qualified, who hasn't ever had the opportunity to go to Blizzard Bash, really stays true to what Calisoda style was. Minnesota style was, it was that to take a term you coined earlier, it was sort of this grassroots team. They went down there just to see what would happen.
Yep.
And now they're in the national bracket, and they've got a really good reputation, and instead of going and trying to cherry pick whatever hot entity or hot commodity was out there, they turned around and they found the people that were close to them, that they knew that they could trust. And that's such a big thing when you go into an atmosphere like Blizzard Bash and the team element. You got to have somebody that you know is going to have a car there, that you know is going to put together a good car, that you know is going to be there and be able to help you with your car. That trust element goes a long, long way.
Well, and that's the thing. You just said the most important word is trust. I mean, you get out there and, basically, for most of these guys, it's a long build. So, I mean, you have to have trust in somebody that, is going to put the time in, is going to do everything right. And, like you said, it's what this team's about. They've trusted each other and they come together and they found Carson and they know that he's going to do what it takes. And, they're going to go out there and I expect them to be another tough draw next year. It's in 11 short months, we'll be out there watching them. Right. So,
11 short months. Tick tock. Dad going to go through the motor one more time before you get out there?
Oh, yeah. It'll be freshened up for sure.
Yeah.
probably be a brand new one for that.
That's where I was going with that. Yeah, I was kind of expecting him to say, no, we're building a brand new one. But if it's all loosened up and sloppy and moves around and can take the heat, why worry, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Go find I'm running Chevys, I'm sure. I'll go find an old 350 full roll out of an old Chevy truck and throw some goodies in there and run it.
Do you bore yours out?
Yep.
355?
No, I run 383 strokers.
Yeah. Gotcha. I wonder,
always a good decision.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody's ever tried a 400 and de-stroked it to a 383.
I'm sure there have been people.
As opposed of going the opposite way. But
when did... Are you talking...
Chevy used to build a 400.
And when was that? Do you remember?
Mid-70s.
Because I had a... I have a very vague recollection. I had a conversation with somebody about the 400 Chevys, and I could not for the life of me remember when or who I was talking to. But then I remembered I was talking to you and thought maybe you're the one that got confused because you're dyed-in-the-wool Mopar stuff, so maybe you're the one that got confused, and it wasn't me.
Actually,
for once. And I was excited, but then you put me right back where I belong. Yeah. It was cool.
Actually, Dave Harrington, who was one of the guys that I used to watch when I was just getting into the sport, he used to run Chevy wagons, and that was his favorite motor, was a 400.
Yeah.
And they were good little motors. They handled the heat well. They were tough. But I know, from talking with Jeremy and stuff, most guys will bore them out and then stroke them to get the 383. And I just, I heard many guys doing the opposite. I guess I have to do some investigating when I go out, when we go to Topeka again. And
that'd be interesting. I suppose probably one of your first calls would be to Jeremy.
Yes, it will be. But then from there, I just walk around the pits and do some nosing around. And
probably talk to Jeff Baldwin about that too.
Yeah.
He's done motors for all over the place, so yeah, he might be able to come across one there.
I think a lot of his stuff is new. Like, I mean, it's new block and everything, which Jeremy Gard is as well. I don't know. I guess it'd be preference.
But, I mean,
yeah, you can do whatever you want. You pay the money, they'll do whatever you want.
That's right.
So it's called cubic dollars.
Believe me. I was reading online today about the dirt modified scene around here, and there are a lot of people sizing, getting ready to spend cubic dollars next year.
Yes.
A lot of 358 upgrades, big block upgrades and stuff. But that's that show's on Thursdays.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But
well, Carson, is there anybody that you want to make mention of, or any final thoughts that you wanted to share here before we let you go?
Just thank Team CalSoto for asking me to be a part of it, I guess.
That's cool. We'll make sure you don't get any concussions. If we find anything out about the dog collar concussion preventer for you, so you don't get in the same spot as Eric, we'll share that information, and we'll certainly be looking forward to keeping in touch with you over the course of the summer, how the builds go, and how the season progresses. It'd be nice to get on a little bit of a hot streak there in June to build some momentum going into Topeka for the first time.
Yes.
Well, I do appreciate you again coming on the show and hanging out with us for a bit. We'll be in touch.
Yes, thanks for having me.
For sure, Carson. Take care.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye now.
See ya. Carson Dixon.
You can hear the excitement in his voice.
He's
a very
excited
guy. I don't think
that's all excitement. I think there's some nerves.
Yeah, but, you know,
I think I got to know Carson during when we were doing model cars and stuff.
Really?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
You know, I think when that level, it's, I don't know if it's nerves as much as anticipation. You know what I mean? I mean, all those guys are so good. You know, it's just the anticipation of the battle. I think that's what it really is. But I could be wrong. And again, if I am, I'll be the first to admit it. But.
Whoops. I should have clicked on you. I started searching on the old internet and I was trying to find.
What are you trying to find, Chris?
Looking something up quick.
So this is going to be our last show of 2018. Next Monday will be Christmas Eve.
We won't be on.
The Monday after that will be New Year's Eve.
We definitely won't be on.
I
don't know where we'll be, but a good time will be in tow.
It's been an interesting year. Is that a safe?
Go on.
Very interesting year. I started out in Florida. Then I went to Capital City Carnage. Then I went to Bash for Cash. Some things arose, and we weren't at Capital City or at Blizzard or Blizzard Bash this year. But still, what a great year! You know, we're blessed. You know, we've got to see a lot of our friends around the country this year. Bash for Cash was cool. You know, got to hang out with Steve and Mark Siopa. Always great to hang out with those guys. You know, their whole crew, JC and then the guys. It was great to see all of them. Got to actually meet and talk with the Bronze. Good group of guys.
Very.
Man, that's their derby, man. They put a year into that derby. You know, very cool.
They put 1 year into three derbies. when you think about it.
Yeah. Good group. You know, Florida. Had a great time in Florida. Except for them damn fire ants. Those things were just the side of Satan. Good year, man. It was fun. Good to meet new people. Good to do some new things. Looking like 2019, we're going to be back in some of our same favorite spots. So I want to thank Chris Marquardt for all he's done for me personally, getting us out there and be able to do the stuff that we love to do. Pretty damn lucky. Pretty damn lucky.
It was a very good year. Chaos in the Valley, as we teased earlier, has released some information about their payouts for 2019. They are going to be paying $2,000 to win in the 70 stock, 2000 to win in the 80 stock, 2000 to win in the World Class, 2000 to win in the compacts, plus 100% payback for the small trucks, minivans, and SUVs. So pretty good payout there. Hoping to get down there. They've got a lot of new stuff going on, as we talked about last week on the show, changing venues and stuff. And I think we mentioned their dates. I'm trying to find those quick, and I overcomplicated it. I was cruising the internet trying to find that stuff, and I should have just went to the message I had it in. April 13th for the spring show, April 19th for the fall show. So there's that.
Yeah, you last week you said that you were had found them, but you couldn't remember where they were. So
no, I can't figure your microphone out. You're blowing it out, and then you're super quiet.
Am I too close?
Yeah, it is. Yes, that's. Right. Please don't do that.
Sorry,
doing that breaks things.
Remember that time in Pennsylvania when we blew the speakers?
I do remember that. That was
interesting.
That was cool. We cooked two of the speakers. We were very inspired by what was happening on track and got a little bit more excited than what the speakers were prepared to handle, and smoked two very, very expensive speakers.
Somebody was mad.
It was one of the rare times where equipment got broken. It wasn't mine.
Yeah, that was fun, man. Brookville.
That was years ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
And we covered a lot of ground this year early on, and then slowed it down a little bit. I think that might be a thing that changes some next year, but with the amount of time that we got to spend enjoying some of the summer, I don't think it's going to change by leaps and bounds. I think we got a pretty good rotation and cycle. We got some good opportunities in front of us, and we'll sort of let it ride at that for the immediate time being. But then again, this sport has never stopped surprising me. So who knows what's waiting around the corner, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, do you want to try and squeeze something in between Christmas and New Year's, or just see what the week brings? Because you're going to be working, right?
No, I'm done. One more day, and I'm off till January 2nd.
Well, that'll make it easier to squeeze something in, I suppose. We can always try.
We gotta see what's going on. The family's off. I know your family's off as well, so. I mean, if our wives and kids are sick of us, we can always come here and talk.
Yes, let that be the guide, right? That'll be the standard.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, everybody have a great Christmas and a happy New Year, and that is going to do it for us on episode 255. Well wishes again to Joker and to Eric. Wasn't an easy decision to come to, and congratulations out to Carson Dixon as well. That is going to do it. We'll see everybody again next time, possibly in
2019.
We'll see you then.
The Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage, online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah, online at stirringdirtracing.com. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FigureLinks1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.